This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman.
Oh, wow. Massive.
Wine merchant Ryan Shira says this is the proper way to really sample a wine.
Yeah, that's just an annoying way of tasting wine. So when you're tasting wine, they're really the five S's of tasting wine. Like the first thing we all did was we looked at it, so we see the wine. There are a lot of different clues you can get just by looking at the wine. You know, you swirl the wine with that. You're trying to incorporate oxygen into the wine, help it open up, pull out the aromatics, and you smell the wine. And that's really where the majority of your tasting comes from anyway. 80% of what you taste is what you smell. And then put a little bit of wine on your tongue and suck in some air, almost like you're slurping. And that just helps move that wine to all the different taste receptors in your mouth. Hits, you know, all of your palate. You get more texture. You get the acidity starts in the beginning and works all the way back. You get acidity on the front, tannin on the back, some sweetness in the middle.
And then you spit so that you can function during the day.
Yeah, it'd be tough to run a wine shop that way.
I'm Gina Kaufman. Today on Central Standard, we're going to talk about fine dining and what better pairing than sampling some wines with an expert.
I don't know, it's pretty unctuous. You know, you get that kind of honeyed note to it, so it can stand up to some pretty rich foods. White pepper, spicy notes too.
I usually have trouble picking out those flavors, but this one just sort of jumped out at me.
Food critic Mary Block recently stopped by Underdog, Ryan's Crestwood shop, to hear what a wine guy does all day.
So, Ryan, I think people have a glorified notion of how you as a wine shop owner spend your time. I suspect you don't sit around tasting wines all day.
Absolutely not. But people walk in and they think that's what you do all the time. So
give us an idea of what you do with your day or your week.
I buy from 14 different distributors, and so that's 14 different meetings at least once a week, typically twice a week. And I don't have any employees, so I've touched every single bottle that comes in the store, so every single delivery that comes here. I receive it in, I put it on the shelf, I price it, I get it scanned into the system, enter all the invoices, dust, sweep and mop, take out the trash.
Lug everything. All the boxes.
Yeah, lug all the boxes. I mean, a lot of it is meeting with distributors, and you know, I am fortunate in that I get to taste a lot of wines. It's not like that all the time. A lot of times I taste, you know, I guess kind of wines that I don't like, but for me it's a way to keep me on top of my game. And I would say probably less than 5% of the wines that I taste I ever even bring into the store, and I taste thousands of wines.
How many square feet is this shop?
Depends who you ask. My lease is for 561 square feet, but my wife put the dimensions into a CAD drawing and it came out at 524. So somewhere in the middle there, not very big. And that includes a small little back room and a bathroom.
You have a very unique way of displaying your bottles. So can you walk us through the shop and tell us how you figure out what to put where?
Sure. And I put a lot of thought into, maybe too much thought, into how the store was set up. And part of it is the size of the space is limiting, so can't really set it up like a traditional store. But I also feel like a traditional store is kind of a boring way to shop, and it doesn't really help the customer. People walk into a wine shop, they're automatically intimidated, especially a store like this where they walk in and the owner of the store is right on top of them. I greet everybody when they walk in the store. And for some people, that's intimidating. They don't know about wine. So what I try to do is just take that all out of the way. So when people come in the store, I always give them, if it's their first time, I give them the two-second tour, and I can do it from right where I'm standing. So at the front door, I have champagne and sparkling wines. And then as you hit the white wines, it's light-bodied whites. As you move your way through the store, they get fuller in body. So it's light-bodied whites, medium-bodied whites, full-bodied whites, bounces over to rosé behind me, and then starts with the light-bodied reds, medium-bodied reds, full-bodied reds. And then beyond that, it's progressive in terms of price point. So the top shelf is under $15, and then it's $15 to $25, $25 to $40, and then over $40. So most stores put the expensive stuff on the top and the cheap stuff on the bottom, and I flipped that. One, because I think this bottom shelf and the way it's presented gives a really great perspective and view of those really pretty bottles. But also I wanted people that are buying off the less expensive wines to be feeling like they're buying off the top shelf.
Personally, for you, what kind of wines excite you?
It's a good question, and people ask me that all the time. Again, for me, it goes back to seasonality. Right now, as we're going from what seems like winter back to fall and then to winter, I will start to drink things that are a little fuller in body. I love Chateauneuf du Pape, and I love Pinot Noir. It really depends on what I'm eating, and I don't know. I love all kinds of wine, and try not to discriminate. I just don't like bad wine.
It's kind of like when people ask me what my favorite restaurant is. It's really hard
Kid. I look at a lot of these wines. I mean, not as my kids, but I specifically chose these out of the thousands of wines that I've tasted. I chose these, so there's a connection. There are a lot of the wines that I have on the shelf that I have personal relationships with the winery owners, and those wines stay on the shelf because I would feel like I'm kind of dissing one of my friends if I take their wine away. But
how did you get interested in wine?
I got really interested in it when I was waiting tables and bartending in college, and kind of realized that it's a great way to make money, but it's also a way to kind of move up in that business. I have fond memories of when I was a little kid, and I was really little. So a lot of times I would just spend time with my grandma in her kitchen, and she always had this like jug of wine. Never saw her with a new one, never saw it filled up, but there's always just a little wine in there. She used to take her finger and let me taste it, or give me a little bit. So wine goes way back then, but really it was college, waiting tables and bartending.
What would you tell people who want to develop their palate terms of tasting?
Taste everything you possibly can. Even if you think you're not going to like it, taste it. I mean, I tasted for the first time ever. I've been in this business for a long time. I tasted a White Zin this summer because I was like, I've never had one. I need to taste one. It was disgusting, but I tasted it. And now I can just mark that off my list. But yeah, taste absolutely everything. That's the only way.